Look at that. I pulled that picture up a few weeks ago, and it's just one of my favorites. Do Not Lose Heart is the title of our lesson this morning. This weekend and last weekend, this last week's opening deer hunting season in Michigan and Indiana. And there's a lot of people that lost heart because they looked at the weather. Saw it's going to rain and it's going to storm, it's going to be windy. But you know what? I didn't lose heart. I drove all the way to Michigan Tuesday night. Got out there before dark, set in a shack. It was raining down, and I sat there until about 11 o'clock in the morning. I didn't lose heart. I didn't see anything. I did see some turkeys. Say, you know, if you don't lose heart, you will probably see some turkeys along the way. I'm jesting a little bit. They're all hens. And then we went back and we sat in the barn of a buddy I went to high school with in Greenville, Michigan. We were hunting on his land. And we watched the whole afternoon, a whole big field and a bunch of swamps and stuff, you know. We didn't lose heart. About 2 o'clock came around, I got in my truck and drove over to the other piece of property and got in my shack again. And it was raining and I got soaking wet. And I went back out there and I sat in a little homemade shack. And I saw another batch of turkeys. And I didn't see no deer. But I didn't lose heart. So the next day, I'm telling you my deer hunt stories. I can preach and tell deer hunt stories at the same time. It's just, God's good. So I decided the next day, the weather's supposed to be a little bit better, but yet not. So we go back up to my brother's place. It's about an hour plus drive, hour and 15 minutes drive north and west, and we hunt on his property. And then I get to see 2 deer on Thursday morning, you know? And this is what happens in our lives. There's 2 doe, big one and a little one, and they're eating a little bit down the way, and I put the scope, turn the old power up full to 9, for those of you know what a scope does, and I zoomed in on their heads, and the one of them's a button buck. Well, it doesn't mean I can shoot it, but... You know, so here's a year-old boy deer, little buck, with his mom, walking around the woods. And that doesn't sound like much, but to me that sat in the rain for a whole day, the day before, that was pretty exciting. Because my brother was sitting on the other side of his property, and he still hadn't seen nothing. So we went out, ate breakfast, took a little nap. That's allowed during deer camp, deer season, you know. And I went back out Thursday night. And I'm sitting there and I see squirrels. And I see ducks land in the pond down at my brother's place. And it starts to snow, first snow of the year. Some of you people don't like that. To me, I love it. I'm ready for Thanksgiving to be over so Christmas can be here so we can get some snow. I love that time. I love seeing snow come down. I think it's just a neat thing. But anyways, about 10 minutes before dark, and it was almost dark because I had a hard time seeing them horns on that scope, and I looked, and I looked, and I got buck fever, and I was a mess. Kelly can attest to that. She sees that occasionally, but not during buck fever. But at last, I did not lose heart. I was there for hunting for 2 days, folks. 10 minutes before I couldn't shoot anymore. There's the young buck came up. And I got to get some venison for some people that I loved. One shot. I already shared it with some of you. See? I get to do that because that's one shot. But I didn't lose heart. I got wet. I got soaking wet. It was cold. The weather was terrible. But I didn't lose heart, and I was blessed with an opportunity to harvest a deer. Folks, in our walks with Jesus, it's imperative that we don't lose heart. And it's even spoken about in this passage, in the whole chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians, not to lose heart. Because you know what? Satan wants us to lose heart. I'll tell you that story. I went up to Michigan probably about 10 years ago, and I went out there, and my shack was tipped over, and it was pouring down rain, and the wind was blowing, and I sat out there for about 5-10 minutes. It got soaking wet, and I went back, got my truck, and drove back home to Indiana. I lost heart. I wasn't mad at, you know, I was kind of disappointed the shack was flipped over and I couldn't set it. My fault, I could have sturdied up the shack. Of course, I blame some other people too. I'd repent of that. But folks, don't lose heart. Don't lose heart on your neighbor. Don't lose heart on yourself, your spouse, your loved ones, your friends. I got to see some people I went to school with, high school with, and hunting fish when I was growing up. They haven't obeyed the gospel yet, but I didn't lose heart. I got to be an example. If I'd have lost heart, I wouldn't be around them. If I'd have lost heart, I wouldn't have went deer hunting. If I'd have lost heart, I'd have stayed home and just watched TV. But we have a ministry, and we have received mercy, and we do not lose heart. And we have renounced the hidden things of shame. Have we? We should, as it is written. Paul writes to the Corinthians, his second letter to remind them. And as we were talking about in Bible class this morning, we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, who is shown in our hearts. God is shown in our hearts. I ask us this morning, do you think you have a ministry? What's your ministry? I know I've heard people say, my ministry is this, and my ministry is that, and I'm in this ministry. And there's nothing wrong with that, folks. But we're all called to the ministry to share our faith. Because we've received mercy. And what happens when we do lose heart in a situation? We forget that we've been saved by grace. That we have the power of God working in our lives. That we have received mercy. And what happens if we do lose heart? We don't renounce the hidden things of shame. You know what? When we sin, here's what we do. Brother DC did this same thing. So it must be okay. I justify my own sin, right? He made fun of the local politician. Whoever that is. So I'm going to partake in that, because it's okay. Should I renounce the hidden things of shame? Should we rise above that? I'm asking, folks, for us being Christians, for following Jesus in our lives. Satan wants us to say it's okay to sin. Everybody does it. It's okay to do that. Everybody does it. Jesus said, I'm doing the will of my Father. Never once did he say, it's okay, everybody's doing it. That's a term Satan has brought into our lives and into our culture. And I'm telling you a little bit this morning about myself and not losing heart with the deer hunting, but I'll be honest with you. There's times in the last week I've just lost heart at work. I'm tired. I've had enough. I'm stressed out. Whose fault is that? Well, when I say whose fault is it, then I want to place blame somewhere. Is it my boss's fault for giving me too much work? Is it my fault for asking for the work I got? Is it my fault for wanting to make the money that I make that takes the responsibility and the stress that's upon me at this time? I can blame the economy because the economy's good and we're super busy at work. Whose fault's that? Or is it a blessing? How many of us consider stress being a blessing? We don't attribute to that. We always think of stress as negative. Folks, Jesus knew that. That's why, and Paul knew that, and that's why he said, do not lose heart. We have a ministry. We have mercy. We need to point sin out and say no to Satan. We need to not lose heart in our daily lives. For if I lose heart, or we lose heart in our daily things, in our example, in our language, in our thoughts, when the big things come along, when cancer hits us, when we're tempted by sin, lust of the flesh, when big things come along, we're much more susceptible to sin. And those are decisions that we can't change in our lives, folks. We can't take them back. We can be forgiven of them, but they change our lives forever. Ask somebody that's been married 3, 4, 5, 6 times. Changes your lives forever. Has God shined in your hearts and given you the light of the knowledge of the glory? Do you recognize the face of Jesus daily in your life, directing you? Continuing on in our passage, it is written, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power of God, power may be of God and not of us. We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifest in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. Obviously, the highlighted text I have this morning. We have this earthen treasure in earthen vessels. What's the treasure in earthen vessels, folks? That the excellence of the power may be of God. This is an earthen vessel to me. That's the power of God. Now, I can tell you, this is a 270 Winchester short mag casing, and there's a lot of power in it. One of the straightest shooting guns that you can buy for hunting. As far as that means flat, those of you know. Hardly any drop in projectile for almost 300 plus yards. And for an old man, you know, I can still shoot it. This has no comparison whatsoever with the power of the Word of God in people's lives. There are going to be times when the power may be of God, or the power is going to be of us. And that's when we're hard-pressed and we got to make a decision. Not just a little bit. This says hard-pressed on every side. Folks, I wanted to give up. Last Monday, I had a terrible day. Terrible day. And then I thought, you know, I'm just going to quit and give up. I wonder if I can retire early and just, you know, like, make work on clocks or something. I'm just jesting. Something. But folks, that would change everything that I do. It would change all my opportunities. It would change the path that I'm walking right now. And I really don't want that change. So I've got to not lose heart. We are hard-pressed on every side. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, not forsaken, struck down, not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. Now I can tell you this. I can tell you how stressful my job is. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe I should. DC, have you ever had the stress that I've had before?
Absolutely.
Absolutely? Well, that's because you're married. Okay? So am I. I'm just jesting a little bit, folks. But I use that as an opportunity to say there's times in our lives when Satan wants us to feel we're the only one that is in this situation. We're the only one in despair. We're the only one perplexed. We're the only one distressed. And then this passage so gratefully says, if you're carrying about in your body the dying of the Lord Jesus, don't forget Jesus when you're stressed out. I struggle with that sometimes. I forget Jesus. The calm of the storm is when I start talking to him. When I start asking for his help.
May not be automatic, but it'll come.
So that the power may be of God and not of me when I'm handling situations in my life. And as we continue on in this passage, in verse 13, and since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believe and therefore I spoke, we also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. I love you all this morning, and I mention that just because we all have that same spirit of faith. And that's why we're here. I ask us this morning, do we also believe and therefore we speak? Or do we just believe and not speak? Because there's a lost and dying world out there. And I preach that to preach to myself. You know, years ago, somebody told me a good preacher preaches to himself. Folks, I need to look for more opportunities to share my faith, to tell people about Jesus, because there is a lost and dying world out there, and people are hungering and thirsting for that in our lives. For all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. I ask us this, you know, everybody has family traditions, Thanksgiving week. We're coming up, going to eat some great food. We've been blessed beyond measure. We've been blessed with salvation, eternal life. But are we most thankful for God's grace? For Jesus? For cleansing of sin? Are we most thankful for spiritual things, or we just think about what's in a garage? You know, do I just think about what just transpired in my life? You know, just shooting a deer. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy it. It's a blessing. It's part of me. But it doesn't compare to eternal life and to Jesus and the power of God's holy word and the grace and mercy we've read about in this passage of Scripture. His grace and mercy and his power and his word is far bigger than anything that we have in earthen vessels. And may it cause thanksgiving to abound and to the glory of God. May the Spirit of God and your faith cause you to have thanksgiving, to abound. Not just a little prayer, not just a thought. Your being, your essence, to live and to glorify God in the things you do and say. And in closing this morning, at least passage-wise, we'll have a recap here in the next slide, but therefore we do not, look, matter of fact, this is important enough for Paul to write it again. Therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. We do not lose heart. You know what? I read this passage, you know, even the outward man is perishing. I don't know about you. Can I get an amen for anybody that, gee whiz, to be young again, right? To be thin again. I can for a minute, watch. But our inward man is being renewed day by day. I'm becoming more like Jesus in my thoughts and in my actions. Folks, we need to become more like Jesus in our thoughts and our actions. That's just part of life. I wish I was a Christian when I was 16 or 15. Because I didn't become a Christian until I was 26 years old. And I missed 10 years of growth. 10 years of serving God. 10 years of having my sins washed away. 10 years of not sinning. Having God's word work in my life. Being under grace and mercy. I'm so thankful that I am now. But that's 10 years of my inward man not being renewed. I ask us, folks, do you feel the same spiritually as you did 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago? Do you think the disciples and apostles got stronger as they talked about Jesus to people and they convicted people that Jesus was the Son of God? For those of you that work in CASA and you know the power of God's Word and the glory and the upliftment it feels when you're telling people about Jesus and you see the Word of God working in their heart. Power of God is in His Word. And it brings glory and joy in our lives to share that. If nobody's told you, one of the best things, funnest things you can do is tell somebody about Jesus. It's not a shameful thing. It's a glorious thing to tell somebody about Jesus. I told you all about my fun deer hunting trip in the last week. But I'm also telling you about Jesus and how it's far more important in my life to be a seeker of souls than a seeker of venison. What are you seeking in life? Are you seeking to enlarge your bank account? Are you seeking to impress people? Are you seeking to save that which is lost, souls? You're seeking to tell people about Jesus. Are you seeking the things that are not seen, which are eternal? Closing in our lesson, we have this ministry. You notice all the we's we do? I didn't notice it until I pulled this all up and did this last slide for us this morning. Lesson is yours. We have this ministry. We have received mercy. We do not lose heart. We have renounced the hidden things of shame. We do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. We are hard pressed, and we are perplexed at times. But we always carry about the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus. We have the same spirit of faith. We also believe and therefore speak. We may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. We do not lose heart because the inward man is being renewed day by day. And we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. And the things which are not seen are eternal. I pray this passage from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 has reminded us, edified us, convicted us, uplifted us, and given us some things to cherish and follow in our lives this week. When I was looking for this lesson or a lesson, sometimes I've got a stack of lessons that come to me, and sometimes, you know, I got to sit down and pray and start reading God's word for something to say, that's the passage for today. And yesterday on YouTube, I watched the Book of John. Started watching the Book of John. And it's a real neat movie about Jesus. And I only got maybe into chapter 6, and I cried 3 or 4 times watching Jesus. I'm thankful for that. I'm not ashamed of that, because he's so precious. It's humbling to me to recognize I'm walking by faith and for eternal glory, not for the things that are on this earth. I pray that you, brothers and sisters in Christ, are doing the same. Do you have this week of Thanksgiving? Be thankful for Jesus, your salvation, how great of God we have and he is and his precious promises. Share that with somebody. And glorify God in doing so. If you have a need to respond to invitation to become a Christian, you need prayers of congregation, we offer that always at this time as we stand to sing the selected hymn.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood?